Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's bring in Braves reporter Justin Toscano, AJC. Justin, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's up, Chris? Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, you got it. Let's start with this Liberty Media announcement from earlier this week. Make sense of it for me. Hashtag explain like I'm five.
Yeah, so it's going to be the Braves. Liberty Media, which owns the Braves, is going to be splitting off the Braves as its own basically like publicly traded company. So you could kind of basically buy stock in the Braves. They're going to be their own stock entity. And what this really does is, because the Braves are so valuable right now, they're probably, at least the way I understand it, and I wasn't an economics major or math major or business major or anything, but they're basically probably undervalued as being in the Liberty Media umbrella. So splitting them off as their own kind of publicly traded company probably gives them the best shot to be valued as high as they can be. And so, yeah, I mean, they'll basically just be split off as kind of their own publicly traded company, and kind of their own stock entity, I guess, is the best way I can put it.
And do you foresee this affecting anything for the fans? Game day experience, ticket prices, free agent signings, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably going to be business as usual. Like, Terry McGuirk's still going to be the control person for the Major League team, representing them at, you know, the owners' meetings, all that stuff. But I think it probably gives them the best chance to kind of continue what they have going. And what I mean by that is, fans are coming through the turnstiles. That equals more money, you know, and with the battery, that's more money, better payrolls, better players, usually equals better teams, usually equals more fans that next year, and kind of on and on. And this probably gives them the best chance to be valued as high as they can be. So I don't see anything changing, like, in a negative perspective. In fact, because they'll be a public company, like, the opportunities for fans to see kind of the open book should hold, you know, maybe them accountable, at least as I understand it. But yeah, I don't think it affects anything negatively. It's probably all positive, just because I think they're just looking to continue what's been going on. I think Liberty Media has seen how well the Braves have done with Braves Holdings, and, you know, from Truist Park, the attendance, to the battery, to the retail around there, to the apartments, all that stuff. And so this is a really, really, what I saw is a pretty good sign of Liberty Media pretty much saying that the Braves are really, really, really financially healthy right now and looking to take advantage of that. So in terms of game day experience, like, I would think that stuff is going to get even better than it already is. So I don't think it'll be a step back at all. I think that was good news for kind of the financial health and stability of the Braves and kind of the trajectory they're on. And Liberty Media certainly would not have done this if they didn't see this as sustainable, but this current trend the Braves are on looks to be pretty sustainable.
Before we go hot stove, Justin, would you have gone Strider or Harris for Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, that's tough. I'm glad I didn't have a vote for that one. Yeah, they both have cases. Like, if you're picking Michael Harris, it's because he can play every day, right? But if you're picking Spencer Strider, you're probably looking at the historical relevance of his season compared to anybody else who has you know, pitched as a rookie. I think I would have gone Harris. And the reason I say that is because as dominant as Spencer Strider was, and like, heck, we can look back in 10 years maybe and think that we saw the beginning of something special in 2022 when he came up to the majors and entered the rotation, all that stuff. I mean, he's incredible. But I just think Michael Harris doing it with all five tools, you know, for a large majority of the season and being able to play every day, like the Braves, as important as Spencer Strider was, and there's no denying that, the Braves have huge issues in the outfield without Michael Harris. Like, he really solidified a premium position, and had he not come up, had he not performed that way, like Alex Anthopoulos probably has to go get another center fielder, especially because Adam Duvall eventually has season-ending wrist surgery. It's close, man. Like, I think I would have gone Harris, though, and I think most riders tend to lean to the everyday thing, and I think that's probably where I would have gone. But it might have changed if Spencer Strider doesn't get injured and has a couple more 10 strikeout games.
All right, Justin, the million-dollar question here, or maybe $120 million question or $150 million question. What is the latest with our boy Dansby?
Yeah, I think, I mean, as I understand it, I think it seems to be just about the price at this point, right? Like, they discussed, I think it's become clear that Dansby wants to stay, like he said that on the record to me and others. The Braves want him back. They made that clear when they engaged his representatives about a contract extension around August, I think it was, if I'm remembering correctly. The two sides were, you know, apart on price at that point, from what I heard. And I think it's just going to be about the price. Like, look, I think it just makes too much sense for them to not come to an agreement. Like, I think the Braves are probably the best fit for Dansby Swanson, and Dansby Swanson's the best situation for the Braves. I think the best outcome for them is shortstop. But Alex Anthopoulos, one of the things he's very good at, and he's well-regarded as kind of one of the best executives in baseball, one of the things he's very good at is sticking to kind of his guns, and he knows what prices he would be comfortable with, like what deal he wouldn't be comfortable with, and he's really, really good at pivoting if something isn't going to work out the way he intends, and I think he's really cognizant, like he takes risks, but I think he's very cognizant to take the calculated risks. And I think he knows, like, he's just not going to do anything that'll put the organization in jeopardy or that he just doesn't feel like fits with what he wants to do, what he can do, what is good for now, what's good for the future. I think it's hard to balance all that, especially when you bring in the emotions of it, of Dansby and the Braves and everything. So it's like, I mean, if you would ask me last offseason if Freddie's going to come back, like, I would have thought that was more likely than Dansby coming back, but I just think it makes too much sense. Like, at the end of the day, right now it seems like it's basically about price, and I think Dansby might let it play out, and who knows, they could be working on something right now and it gets done in the next week. But I just think with four shortstops on the market, four top shortstops, Dansby being one of them, there's going to be some musical chairs to be played, and Dansby's going to have suitors, and he's really earned that right, especially having a career year, you know, in his contract year. So right now it just kind of seems to be about the price. Like, is Dansby, and I know that seems obvious, but it's more just about, are they going to line up on that? Like, I think there's interest from both sides, and if something doesn't get done, it's because one side, you know, it's because he wanted too much, and there'll be debate about whether that was fair, whether that was warranted, whatever, but it just seems to make too much sense. The Braves want him back. He wants to be back. He and Mallory Pugh, his fiance, see their kids growing up in Atlanta, all that stuff. Like, he said all that on the record. And at this point right now, I think it's just about price, but it's pretty tough to tell, you know, because I think the Braves are going to stick to their guns, but I also think they know how important Dansby is.
Talking all things Braves with Justin Toscano of the AJC. Chris Thomas hanging out with you here on the other side of the glass, Sports Radio 92.9. The game. All right, Justin, I would argue the Braves need another starting pitcher or two, maybe not a high-end starter, but guys to certainly fill out the back end of the rotation. We saw more starting pitching problems this playoffs. Is there a guy or guys you could see them going after? And do you agree that they need a couple starters.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, like, you know, if Alex Anthopoulos wants to add one quality starter, maybe not even a back-end guy, just the guy, you know, maybe around the 3 or 4 range, just theoretically speaking, I think they could use that. But they've got a lot of names competing for that fifth spot, and they've got a lot of rotation depth. They're going to have, you know, in terms of Mike Soroka, don't know what you have in him, Ian Anderson, rough year last year, Colby Allard. Those guys and Kyle Muller, Bryce Elder are going to be competing for that fifth spot. So I actually think the Braves are fine. I mean, because they'll have kind of those guys competing. But the name of the game is that you can never have too much pitching, and you can never have too much star-studded pitching. So if he wants to go after somebody big, like it's tough to see DeGrom happening. It's difficult to even see Rodon happening. There are other good starters. One I like is Chris Bassett. I think he would be a great fit. I could see, you know, signing somebody like that basically makes the fifth starter competition null and void, essentially. But they're going to have a lot of rotation depth. So if they don't do anything like that, I don't think it's a complete miss, honestly, just because I just think they've seen enough from Bryce Elder, from Kyle Muller, from Ian Anderson. You can never have too much pitching, but I think they're in a pretty good spot depth-wise because they've got 4 good starters and then all those guys competing. So if they don't do anything, I don't think it's the end of the world. That being said, we do need to consider, like, throughout most of the regular season last year, the rotation health was superb. Like, they weren't hit with any major injuries. The biggest one was probably, before Strider's at the end, was probably Max Fried being on the concussion IL. So, I mean, they had great health from their starters. Who knows if that's going to hold up this year. I don't think it's a complete miss, but I would see somebody more in, like, the Chris Bassett type range than somebody like DeGrom or Rodon, just because, I don't know, that would kind of go against the Braves' track record, the first time for everything. And I think they could do that stuff. I think they're open to doing those sorts of things. But that's just my gut talking.
Where do you see Vaughn Grissom's role on this team next year? Is he a starter? Is he a bench guy? Does he make the team?
Yeah, I think it depends on a couple things. One, does Dansby resign? And two, what happens in left field? Because if you don't trade for somebody, I mean, if maybe Eddie Rosario's the guy there long, like next year, maybe he comes back and looks like the Eddie Rosario of old, and 2022 is an aberration and whatnot. But if you trade for another outfielder, I could see Vaughn, and, you know, and if Dansby resigns, I could see Vaughn Grissom starting the year in AAA and just getting reps. That being said, the Braves certainly believe he's talented. They really, really believe in the bat, and Ron Washington believes that he can be an everyday shortstop at this level. Alex Anthopoulos kind of made sure to mention that at the GM meetings publicly, and that he's going to be working with Wash, you know, for a few separate weeks this year. I think he's too talented not to make the roster. I just think it depends on, okay, if they bring in this everyday left fielder, there probably aren't going to be as many at-bats for a guy like Vaughn Grissom if he's not playing shortstop or not playing somewhere, you know, in the infield. He's going to play. He'll be in the majors next year for sure. It just depends on kind of like how much in the certain situations. Like, I think he's too talented to sit in AAA, but if it comes to a point where he's not going to get that many at-bats, that might be the best situation for him to just have them keep letting him get reps down there and then kind of figure things out, especially like defensively, like to just keep getting reps down there. If he's not going to get them at the big league level, if it's sort of a platoon situation in left field and Eddie Rosario is, you know, probably the main outfielder there, then I could see him, you know, being in the bigs and maybe playing left field. And if Dansby doesn't re-sign, if they don't land one of the top four, which if Dansby doesn't re-sign, the logical question is, if they're not willing to pay Dansby, would they be willing to pay the other top three guys? If that happens, then I could honestly see Grissom playing shortstop or even just being a backup shortstop or splitting time there. So, I mean, it depends on a couple things, but I don't think he's just going to sit in AAA. I think he'll be in the majors. Just depends to what degree.
Last one, Justin. Fresh slate with Acuña next season? Just wipe it all away from this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's just he wanted to play super, super, super badly and made that known coming off the injury. And maybe, you know, maybe he was, you know, he rushed back a little bit, maybe. Who knows? I just think that coming off the injury like that, going through all the mental hurdles he had to and kind of finding himself again and making all the plays he's accustomed to making, everything like that. I mean, I think it took, you know, it was pretty tough on him. And then you consider this is the first time he's ever struggled and clearly, like, was rattled by it, didn't know how to get through it. And that's nothing against him. He's still a young kid, and he'd always done well. This is the first time he'd ever struggled in his life. And I think he's fine. Like, look, at the end of the day, he's still one of the top 10 talents in baseball when he's going, when he's himself. And I think full off season, full spring training, I think he's going to be back. And I don't think there's any reason for major concern there.
Read him, follow him in the AJC. Justin Toscano, thank you so much for a couple minutes.
Yep. You got it. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.